people of Asia as a whole have made clear that they feel that it's extremely upsetting, it's extremely unwise, confronting for the Japanese Prime Minister to continue his paying respects at the shrine that, which has been part dedicated to the criminals who began the war of aggression against Asia two generations ago. The United States, too, has made it plain to Koizumi that they don't want him to go. It was expected that he would be given the honor of addressing a joint session of the Houses of Congress. And instead, Koizumi had to make good with a visit alongside President Bush to Elvis Presley's homeland, Graceland. So it's not only East Asia, it's the United States as well that is deeply concerned about this.
Considering that President Roh in Korea has been using certain tactics lately, negotiating with Japan over certain things, do you think he would much more encourage his people to get involved in any outspoken behaviour towards Japan?
It doesn't take any agitation from a president to do that, because the feeling in Korea is extremely deep and extremely strong. That the memory of Japanese colonialism, the humiliation that they suffered under the Japanese, is quite fresh. And when people in Korea feel that Japan is trying to legitimize all of that, they are deeply upset, so it doesn't require any action on the part of the president. So I think, again, it would be a mistake to think that it would require pressure from the president in Korea or the political leadership in China to stir anti-Japanese sentiment. Anti-Japanese sentiment is very strong when there's a reason for it, and I think that throughout the region that this kind of visit that Mr. Koizumi has conducted today is precisely such a reason.